Congratulations, you figured out how to turn on your VCR. That's the hardest part of this exercise video. After that, I guarantee it's a piece of cake. Hello, I'm Estelle Getty.
Ladies and gentlemen, from the heart of the heartland, it's time for Keeping It 99.
Once again, a friend, PC, playing me in the bedroom, you might not even tell. A back, once again, my friend, PC, playing me in the bedroom, you might not even
tell. Welcome to Keeping It 99. It's still your one-stop shop podcast for everything in the world of heavy metal, rock and roll, in Northeast Ohio. This is episode 2 of season 2 of Stranger Things.
No, I haven't even seen that show.
You haven't even seen that show?
No, I heard it was good, though.
You heard it was good. There are two seasons in, and you just heard that it was good.
I heard it was good. But I'm the guy that's fucking, like, I'm late to the game on any.
Right? That's fair.
There are some, like, series, like the I didn't catch until it was completely over. Lost.
Yeah.
I think Lost was over by the time I started watching the first episode.
I've never seen an episode of Lost. I was going to
Oh, you still
do
have
that, it? And oh. I was going to do the binge, but then I saw when the season finale or the series finale came out that how upset everybody was that I decided, you know what? Maybe it's just not worth that long haul.
But those people,
it's not worth that time.
Those people should have seen that shit coming.
Mm-hmm.
Because I seen that shit coming season 3.
Ish
of Lost. I was like, "Okay, I know what's going on here." This is what's going on. And then, you know, you're right. So, but yeah, you know, it was a giant 7-season build up to nothing.
Right.
But along the way to nothing,
mm-hmm.
there were some good times. You know? Good times.
I had some fun. My name is Eagle.
Like the bird.
Like the bird. And I'm joined by everybody's favorite.
Hey.
A guy who should be a stand-up chameleon.
I shouldn't.
Rubber City Redbeard.
Hello. Clap for me, people.
Yeah.
Clap for me.
That's right.
I don't understand the stand-up.
You should. I mean, like, you post videos on the internet, right?
Every now and then.
And
I get a head up my ass.
And a lot of times, like, I'm talking double digits, oftentimes triple digits. People will praise you for your Grant's rants, if you will. And I've talked
I coined them as G-Rants.
G-Rants, because Grant, G-Rant makes sense.
You know what I mean?
But Grant's Rants does rhyme.
It rhymes. So they both work.
And
it's a G-Rant.
And then, you know, it comes out, they're just like, I'd love to fucking see you up on the stage and do the thing. And you're like,
and then I get up on stage and I'd be like, I don't know what you want me. What do you people expect of me?
Yes.
Why are you staring at me? What is this light?
There's a show right now on Amazon Prime. It's a brand new series called The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. And it takes place in, like, the late 40s, early 40s.
Oh, good times.
But it's about a woman who gets cheated on by her husband, who is a stand-up comedian, and she gets all drunk, and then she becomes a stand-up comedian.
Mm.
And by the end of it, it'll make anybody want to become a stand-up comedian, so maybe you should watch that.
My life fell apart today. My husband left me.
I have to leave.
I don't understand.
You. I have to leave you.
You should do stand-up.
No. Think Bob Newhart's got a set of these at home.
Maybe it'll make you want
to
do it.
I grew up like listening to stand-up. Like, I listened to stand-up when it was on vinyl and shit. Carlin and Pryor and fucking Cheech and Chong albums and shit like that.
Right.
My brother listened to them. And I listened to that shit all the time growing up. Fucking watching Eddie Murphy in the early 80s. And so it's not like I've never...
Are you a Delirious or Raw guy?
Delirious.
Yeah, fuck right?
Yeah. So... It's not that I've never wanted to do that. Like, I always wanted to throw my hat in a stand-up ring and shit. Mm-hmm. I cannot write jokes. Like, I can't write material and shit. I don't understand how comedians do it. There's a thing that they have that I don't have. And they're able to write, and I can't. I can't structure a joke on paper to where I could, like, tell it like that every time. Like, when I tell stories, it's not necessarily the same thing every time. You know what I mean? Like,
I do.
It's like it's the same story, just.
Well, I think the thing is, too, is you're kind of like an on the fly type dude. You make these videos on the spot. Like, you hear.
Yeah,
you know, and it's just like, I'm just getting this out right now, real quick, fucking blah. And you're really good at that. And that's also, like, that's a big reason why I think that you are a pretty good podcaster. Because we talk about current events and stuff, and sometimes you never know what the fuck's going to come out of Grant's mouth. You never know what he's going to say. Now the pressure's on. If you're not funny at all the rest of this show, we're fucking...
Well,
we're doomed.
Piss me off.
I'm angry or something. I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that. In fact, I want to make you happy. Dead Even's coming.
Yay!
Back. This let's localize this shit, man. Cleveland band, Dead Even, from back in the day. You hardcore, would you call them? I would call it, like, they were ragers. I think the first time I ever heard the word rager was at a Dead Even show. They're like, it's going to be a rager.
It's going to be a rager.
Friday, December 22nd, Dead Even's going to be playing with Slutbox and Ford.
That's at the Agora?
At the Foundry.
That's at the Foundry.
Yeah, dude. It's like $10, 12 days a show.
That'd be a killer show up there, dude. I guarantee it's going to fucking pack that bitch.
Oh, for sure they're
going
to pack
that bitch. Going to be crazy. So is Brewer playing?
I'm not sure.
Like, I don't know what the lineup is. I feel like their drummer owes me a fucking beer for having to clean up like 200 beer bottles.
Dead Even, out of the office
at the Voodoo back in the day.
I've seen them tear the Voodoo up. I've seen them tear the Pirates Cove up.
I've seen them literally tear the Voodoo up. They tore the fucking Voodoo up.
we talked about this a long time ago. One of my favorite concert experiences ever was getting to see Dead Even play at the Rascal House, a pizza joint.
Yeah.
Which was not at all made for shows. And you got JC, the singer of the band, just fucking standing up on the benches and the booths and the tables and just doing Dead Even shit. It was so punk rock. It felt so good.
Like, why Red Bull doesn't have him doing commercials?
Right.
You know what I mean? Because that's he's a fucking can of Red Bull.
I've been exchanging messages lately with JC from Dead Even. And if you're a Northeast Ohio local guy and you don't know who JC is, what?
That's weird.
That's so weird. He's going to be on the show here in the next couple episodes.
Nice.
And
will be like the first actual guest.
Yeah.
Of Keeping It 99, I think.
I was like, hey, we can do like a phoner on a Sunday afternoon, and then he hits me back with, he's like, dude, I got a professional microphone, and then me just wanting to talk with JC because JC is he's an inspirational dude. He is a key figure to help how the Cleveland scene, like he helped shape that, like actually helped shape that, like as a fan, as a musician, as a promoter. He's a man, jack of all trades, a man with many hats, right?
If you have a concert t-shirt on from the Northeastern Ohio music scene, Cleveland, Mushroom Head fucking type bands and shit, he probably printed it back in the day because he fucking did all that shit.
He really embodies the DIY movement of the scene.
He's a hustler, dude. Like, he didn't stick with one thing to make money. It was like, I'm just going to dip in everything I can.
Always like the guy. Always loved seeing him at shows. You knew he was going to be crazy in the pit. He's going to be on this show.
Like he would do somersaults and shit when he would crowd surf.
Right?
He was a fucking nutball.
You ever see him at Schnauzer shows? He still is
a nutball. Yeah, of course. The one out at the fucking the Manus in Kent.
Yes.
That was awesome.
But he says he has a professional microphone, which I'm like, oh, that's awesome. So now, this week, I'm going to have to figure out how to like Skype and record. Hopefully Trip, or if Sean Ass from the Lousy Weather Media Man shows listening, he can maybe help me out there.
He's down in Florida, right?
Yeah.
When's he coming up here?
I'm not sure.
Is he just coming up for the gig?
I'm not 100% sure.
Because if he comes up for like a week for Christmas or something like that, then you know, it'd be cool if we could just sit down.
That would be cool.
Like, what up?
What's up, JC? So be on the lookout for that. Other show, this show's coming out on Tuesday, December the 5th. That's when this show is dropping. So tonight, down at Annabelle's, I'm going to be hanging out to see bands like Ruminators, Wall Creeper, Goost. It's going to be fucking insane.
Goost is dope.
Sweet Cobra, they're coming to town. I don't know if anybody knows anything about some Sweet Cobra, but I checked out some of their shit on the YouTubes because I was like, what's up with Sweet Cobra? They're fucking sweet. They're fucking sweet,
dude. Not just a clever name.
And Hudson Falcons it's going to be a fucking banger. It's going to be a rager.
Where's that at?
Annabelle's.
I love that bar.
I'm going to be kicking it with Trip down there and some dudes from work.
I sincerely love that bar so much.
It's so great. It's so super duper punk rock.
One of my favorite places to be, to drink alcohol and hang with friends.
Right?
So fucking Whitechapel sold out at the fucking Outpost.
Yeah.
That was, what, a week ago? Whitechapel, Carnifex, there was a few other bands on that bill. I can't really remember everybody. I know Below the Tide played.
Rings of Saturn.
Oh, yeah, Rings of Saturn. Those guys, they're fucking good. So, Carnifex, who I've never seen. You good? You're talking about the water go down the wrong pipe?
I swallowed the water wrong.
That's what happens when you fucking chug water like a fat dude. Stop drinking water so much.
Sorry.
Your mom ever tell you that? Stop drinking water like that?
Yeah, she's like, you eat this canned ravioli.
You chew your bologna sandwich before you swallow it.
Fist that thing.
Fat bastard. You didn't come out that way. I'm sure as hell not putting you back that size. That's for sure.
Oh, so you're saying Carnifex.
So I've never seen these guys before.
Yeah.
And they were good live. What was funny is... Whitechapel's been around for like 10 years.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
so...
good while.
The cats, 10 years ago that were fucking going to shows and bitten for fucking Whitechapel are now like 30. Mm. 28, 32, 30, in that range. Right? So Carnifex fucking throws down. Had the whole floor moving the whole time and shit. Apparently a lot of newer kids don't know what a circle pit is. They don't even... I'm not even sure if they get the concept of it.
They just spin in a circle, like ring around the rosy?
No, it was like a couple guys would start to go to do the circle pit, and then everybody else was still doing what they were doing. And I was like, do you not understand that, like, everybody, it's a group. It is a group thing.
Right.
It's cool for you to stand in the middle of it while it's going around you if you want to do your spin kicks and shit, but you're impeding the progress of the circle pit. So multiple times they tried to get that shit going, couldn't do it. But so at the end of Carnifex, dude, I'm sitting there watching the crowd, and it was like a bunch of 30-year-old dudes just fucking gasping for air with their hands on their hips, like, oh my god, I can't fucking breathe and shit. And I'm just like, oh, you guys are tuckered out. You guys are sleepy. So I wasn't even worried about Whitechapel.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, wasn't worried at all, dude. And Whitechapel shows are fucking nuts. And, you know, 500 plus people, and, you know,
you expect that some, kind of, oh, it's, sort of it's chaos gonna fucking,
and it was just, there was still action, but nobody fucking got out of line. Two people got thrown out the entire night at a show that was completely fucking sold out, and it was a 50-year-old lady who wouldn't quit smoking cigarettes up front, and the fucking singer from Carnifex was like, could you fucking get this broad out of here? And we're like, yeah. So her and then some chick that tried to start a fight in the middle of the pit. She got thrown out. That's who, I mean, but that was it. Mm. Like, there was no problems for that show, dude. And Whitechapel fucking killed it. Carnifex killed it. Rings of Saturn was good. Everybody was good. Sounding fucking, that's not, because they got a new sound system in the Outpost.
Right.
That shit crushes. It's so good.
How was the Hate Theory Crowbar show?
It was light on the crowd.
Yeah.
But it was a good show.
I mean, it was like a random night of the week, too.
It was a Thursday.
Yeah.
So, but again, like, fuck you guys using Thursday as an excuse, you know? Even if you got kids. That's right. I say it. Turn on your TV and sit your kid in front of it with a bowl of cereal. And then leave the house for 4 hours. He'll be sitting there with the same bowl of cereal when you get back. Promise.
I had to work.
What?
I had to work.
That's different.
Yeah.
But you had to work that night.
I did.
I don't want to hear this shit that I got to get up the next morning.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's what everybody's
saying. I was at work during the show. No.
That's different. You're at work. There are people that are like, I have to work the next morning, so I can't come out. Like, it's not your first rodeo, dude. You're fucking in your 40s.
Go to work sleepy in the morning.
Yeah. You're gonna, 5 hours. Dude, it's a Friday. It's a Friday. The show's on Thursday. You got to get up and go to work on a Friday. It's a Friday. Fucking, you're going to feel shit on a Friday. You're not feeling like shit in the middle of the week. You're feeling like shit at the end of the week. When you get off work, you can go home and fucking kick your feet up and just relax and sleep in the next fucking day. You can recover that way. Don't. Fuck, people suck. It's a good show, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, Crowbar killed it.
They always kill it. I mean, they're kind of professional. They've only played thousands of fucking shows. Thousands.
Yeah. Yeah, they're fat and heavy.
Yeah. Gotta love it.
That Todd dude's fucking bass tone was sick.
Todd's amazing. Yeah, Todd's fun. Amazing. I'm so glad that he came back to Crowbar, because he was always one of my favorite dudes to just see play. Because he used to be huge. Remember, Todd used to be a monster.
Yeah, super big.
He was in the original lineup of Down.
Yeah. Super, super big. Yeah. Still a big guy.
Yeah.
And he's got big hands. His hands are fucking big.
Right.
Like, I feel like if he clubbed you with one, you'd know it.
Got a little bit of gigantism.
Sausage fingers and shit. Yeah. Like, and just, that's why he plays bass, because there's only four strings on that motherfucker. He couldn't play guitar with them fucking fingers. No way. Now, all those dudes are fucking super cool and, you know, laid back as fuck. They don't have anybody really on the road with, I mean, they got a couple guys on the road with them, the sound guy mm-hmm. and like one other dude. But all of those dudes fucking packed up their own shit, wound their own cables. You know?
Right.
They've been doing this for a long time. This is a band who used to fucking tour with the likes of Pantera. And you know what I mean? So, these guys are 50 years old.
Been around the world.
And they're packing up their own fucking heads. They're packing up their own gear. They're winding their own cables.
Let that be a lesson to you younger bands. You
fucking lazy bastards.
You lazy bastards.
These old fucking dudes are still throwing down heavy as fuck. Right. And doing all the work.
Lazy little fucker. I live this life. I want to, while we're keeping it with like local shows and the local theme right now, should bring up, I highly recommend people go listen to the Rock Savages podcast, the latest one. They, speaking of Crowbar, I saw that they got Kirk on the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They did. They did a an episode sweet. Of the Rock Savages at the Outpost.
So that's sweet. That's where you get like a lot of heavy metal interviews. They're going to have some Crowbar on there, and I'm sure it's going to be fucking great. I love the Rock Savages podcast. They recently did one with the band Erasing Never, which was a former Badass Band of the Week in this show, and Erasing Never, they went to go be on the Bubba the Love Sponge show.
In Florida.
All the way in Florida. And if people don't know anything about Bubba the Love Sponge, Hulk Hogan fucked his wife on video and the whole Gawker thing happened because of it. But Bubba's been around for decades now. I remember when I was in high school, I had CDs of like Bubba the Love Sponge skits and stuff. Like one of the first, like, you know, viral before the internet things that got passed around was like this Kermit the Frog bit where Kermit the Frog gets stoned, and it was this little comedy bit where like Kermit's really, really high and he's trying to say the alphabet and he can't do it, and he's just like calls himself Kramit and then laughs at calling himself Kramit.
Sorry kids, today's letter is 3.
Big Bird, 3 is a number.
Exactly, the number 3, which is how many joints I've smoked today. Kermit, are you with me?
Hilarious bit. Bubba the Love Sponge has some bits, man. Had some bits. Was on Howard Stern Network for a good while because he's kind of like the poor man's Howard Stern.
Right, but then wasn't he like competition for Howard Stern at one point? Like were they
at
like
one point?
They became enemies. And
yeah,
shit?
But then like you know Howard was just
and then Howard
like,
crushed it.
Yeah, and then Howard's like, I need to hire people. And Bubba, to his credit, he acknowledges all of that. You know what I mean? He's like, Howard's the man. You know, blah, 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 blah. I'm still going to do my thing. Hulk Hogan's going to fuck my wife. I'm going to sell the Gawker. We're going to do this shit. So, like, he's kind of a weird fucking creepy shit human being to me. To me, that's fucking creepy. I'm married. The idea of Hulk Hogan fucking my wife?
Well, anybody.
Makes me want to vomit.
Anybody fucking your wife, but Hulk Hogan especially.
Hulk Hogan.
Is a super scumbag. Which sucks because he was like a hero.
And like right after he fucks Bubba's wife, he's just like, N-bomb this guy, N-bomb with my daughter, N-bomb, bomb, N-bomb, bomb.
Yeah, and his kid like killed his best friend.
Yeah.
Got away with it. He didn't get punished for that, right?
Yeah, no. He lost his license.
Instead,
he was like, "We can make a reality show out of this, like rebuilding Nick." Like, yeah, he
was on the phone while his kid was sitting in jail, yeah, talking about doing a show. It was sick. It was fucking sick.
Hulk Hogan's such a piece of shit that he's not in the WWE currently. Like, they had to like let him go for a while. Now I'm sure he'll be back next week. But like, the WWE was like, we can't cut ties. Superfly Jimmy Snuka. Okay, this is what
separates.
he killed a bitch with his bare hands.
Okay, not R.I.P.
He killed his girlfriend with his bare hands, like beat the shit out of this girl.
How old was he when he did that?
This was the 80s.
Oh.
And Vince McMahon like covered it up, and there was like all kinds of rumors where like Superfly was like pretending like he didn't even speak English and shit, and the cops were like, oh, and Vince McMahon's like, here's $20 and Hulk Hogan's autograph, fucking leave this alone, right? Like, you can be the world's biggest piece of shit, and they're still like, they still acknowledge him as like, legendary worker, professional Hall of Famer. His daughter, Superfly's daughter, has a job with WWE, and her finishing move is still the fucking, you know, that jump fucking Superfly splash. They're like, oh, legend. He's a legend in our business. Ultimate warrior. Piece of shit human being. He walks around the campuses doing like all these speeches going, queering doesn't make the world work. And Bobby Heenan got cancer. He's like, I'm glad you got cancer. Hope you die, Bobby Heenan. They have an award that they give out every year at the Hall of Fame called the Warrior Award. They fucking glorify this fucking piece of shit. Stone Cold Steve Austin, Austin 316, says, I just beat my wife. National fucking treasure. We all love Stone Cold Steve Austin. We forgive him. Don't give a fuck in professional wrestling. You can be the world's biggest piece of shit fucking whatever. And they don't give a fuck. Hulk Hogan is such a piece of shit that they're like, you can't come back, dude. No, you gotta stay. He's the biggest star of all time.
He's like the name in wrestling.
They're like,
he's like Bigfoot when it comes to fucking monster trucks.
Right. Like, you crossed the line. But back to the original thing. Erasing never went to go be on Bubba the Cuckold's fucking radio show. The whole idea was they were doing, like, a gong show type situation, right? Where they were going to play up there, and they were going to probably get ridiculed no matter how good they were, right? Because, I mean...
Yeah, I mean, I think it was kind of set up that way.
It was very set up.
It was set up for them to fail. But, like, there... Apparently, there was, like... legit goggles on stage for the band to wear, because if they did bad, or if Bubba and the crew didn't like them, they were going to shoot them with airsoft guns.
Mm-hmm.
That this was part of the thing. And I'm like, okay, A, why would you even agree to that?
Right.
Erasing never. B, I will beat you to death with a fucking guitar if you started shooting me with some fucking airsoft. Like, what is wrong? Are you kidding me?
Right.
Like, that's what you brought me down here for? So, yeah, I think it was very... set up for them to fail from the get-go. Before they ever even left Ohio.
Yeah.
They were scammed into getting fucked over.
Yeah, 100%. You got that vibe. Because if you want to know what we're talking about, go to twitch.tv and search up Bubba the Love Sponge, and it's from the November 17th episode. It's like... you know, somewhere around the two hour, 12 minute mark.
Right?
I've only seen it a couple dozen times. Paul was my favorite person in the entire thing, just because, like, he just did not see, like, he just was like, whatever, like, where am I? Just tell me where I'm going and I'll be there, whatever.
I've seen it a few times, and I seriously did not see Paul. I didn't notice him at all. So, like, he was really super
off in the lounging cut.
Yeah,
was just lounging in the corner of the whole thing. The whole time, just like, whatever.
Yeah. Am I bringing my shit in, or? No?
My coffee?
Yes? No? Okay, you guys let me know. I'm going to be over here. I'm playing bass and shit, so bass, you know how bass players are.
And there's a moment... See, I love Curb Your Enthusiasm situations and shit, right? And so, like, that's why I was just like, the first time I saw it, I was like, oh my God, this is such an interesting story. And if I'm Erasing Never, I make the, like, I open up my next album with Bubba the Love Sponge talking shit on them, you know? I own the fuck out of this.
Yes, I mean.
Be the guys that are like, hey, we're the guys that got kicked out of Bubba the Love Sponge because he's a piece of shit. And, like, you know, fucking own that shit. That dude's a name to some people.
He's definitely a name to people down in the Florida market, which is where you were playing a show at. So,
as a dude, a failed musician myself, I'm a failed musician in the heavy metal world, right?
That's so very, very sad.
And as a person, as a person who wishes that he had opportunities or could have taken better advantage of certain opportunities that were given, I was like, man, I'm jealous of Erasing Never being able to have this story. Because this story is awesome for any local fucking band in any fucking town to be like, dude, there's this 30-minute video.
Oh, yeah.
Where, like, even though Bubba tried to humiliate them, like, it didn't really play off because Bubba was such a cunt of a person from the very beginning of it, where he's like, hey, what I want you to do is
go in there and say this. All right, now we're going to listen to him. They don't know we're listening to him.
And then they're not saying anything. He's like, asshole jackals, fucking metal fucking
douche. Yeah, they're basically like, oh, so those Cheerios were good this morning, right?
Yeah.
These guys are fucking dicks.
These guys, they're fucking talking shit about you right now.
Yeah, I think at one point when they were listening, fucking you heard fucking Brian Scott talk about how Rob was from the Rover's Morning Glory show.
Yeah.
He was like, that was that Rob dude. He used to be on
Rover. They're like, he's talking shit about you, that Rob. You know what'd be really funny? If we went in there and they peed in my mouth. You think, hey, Rob, you think Erasing Never would pee in my mouth? More like, not erasing pee in my mouth. Okay? That's pretty funny, right? Yeah. We should send that to Howard. I think he would really like to hear the old fat fucking Bubba getting his mouth peed in by a heavy metal band. Huh? You think
They're from the northeastern Ohio music scene. Do you think they would drop a Cleveland Steamer on me?
Yeah, I'm...
They would do that Cleveland Steamer thing that they would do on me?
You know what? Fuck it. I'm gonna go back there, and I'm going to take my shirt off, and I'm going to ask them to take a shit on my chest. You think they'll do it?
Do you think they could tell the difference between my chest and the rest of my body? Like, because it all kind of blends together as one big fat roll.
Yeah.
Do you think they can tell the difference?
You think...
They need to miss my face. I don't want it on my face.
I want them to put their fingers in all the crevices in my body. You think they'll do it?
The ones on my back especially.
We'll tell them that they're kicked off the show if they don't finger fuck my butt.
If they don't put their fist in my asshole... Then we're gonna line them up and we're gonna shoot them with airsoft guns.
Erasing Fist in My Asshole. That's what we should call this band. They didn't show up to soundcheck.
You should always show up to soundcheck.
Fuck that, dude.
Fuck.
Why didn't you show up to soundcheck 4 days ago? Well, because we live in Ohio and coming here that soon just seems a little... Ridiculous. No. Yeah, I'm a professional guy here. I don't know if you heard.
I've been doing this for a long time. I mean, basically, when I fuck my wife, I think about Hulk Hogan.
Just...
So it's like I'm fucking Hulk Hogan. Which is something that I've always wanted to do since I was a kid.
I can always taste Hulk Hogan on my wife. Hey, you guys think they'd want to taste Hulk Hogan on my wife?
It tastes like Winstrel V.
Play the new Goost song.
Okay.
Goost put a song out.
Okay.
So.
Goost is amazing. Let's fucking do it.
Yeah.
Here's some Goost.
Brand new.
Get your bottom Goost.
It's about time.
I was talking the other day with Heather. She said something about who was it that got caught? Like, it was somebody who, they came out in Hollywood and fucking, they were touching somebody or whatever.
Right.
Right. And I was like, what surprises me is that people are surprised by all of these accusations of men in Hollywood, sexually assaulting people. When there's like an entire industry of pornography that is based on the notion of the casting couch.
Yeah.
Which is Hollywood. That's where that came from. Is right. To get into a movie, the casting couch. And this is what you do to get into Hollywood and be in movies. They literally created an entire section of pornography.
It's its own genre.
Based on the abuse in Hollywood. And this has been going on for years. And now everybody's like, oh my God, there's abuse in Hollywood. I'm like, yeah. So much so that they fucking made an entire section of porn for it.
Right.
Because that's where this shit came from. The casting couch. Look up casting couch fucking pornography.
Yeah.
Just tears streaming.
Just regret.
Oh. Just.
Because porn's like the one job like you can't get out of. Like once you're in, you're committed. Oh, that's yeah. it. Yeah. You are forever a porn star.
It's almost like the regret factor is it's like heroin, as where heroin addicts, when they do heroin, they chase the dragon for the rest of their life and right. shit. Is to where like them the feeling of regret that these girls have, like when they first do pornography, they then try to fuck the regret out of them when they stay, but it never works.
Right.
It just creates more regret.
Yes.
And look, dude, porn's cool.
Porn's awesome.
You know what I mean? But as long as everybody's on the same page and willing participants.
Exactly.
And responsible adults.
Exactly.
Having a good time.
Like, you won't see, like, Mia Khalifa, regretting it. Like, she
owns that.
Yeah, she owns it 100%, and she's able to transition more into the mainstream. She used that as a stepping stone, and she's absolutely proud of it. She seems like a really sweet young lady, right? Riley Reid.
Don't know her personally, but she may be.
Riley Reid.
I don't know who that is.
She owns it. Dana DiArmond. She owns it.
Again, like, you're the porn master.
Lisa Ann, she owns that shit. See,
porn master.
Sarah J.
I told you guys fucking like 16,000 episodes ago that he was the master of pornography. Markovia.
She fucking owns it. Skin Diamond owns it. Yeah, Diamond Jackson owns it. She owns it like hardcore. India Summer is like way fucking owning that shit.
Like, I know who Mia Khalifa is because all the memes that are going around about her.
There are quite a bit of memes.
Yeah, it's funny. Name one song this singer sang. Blah 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 blah. But it's not a singer. It's
right.
Mia Khalifa with like an O face.
She was really good. I mean, porn's awesome. As long as you feel like all the participants are fucking, they're into it. Because, like, there's sad porn. I've seen dudes in porn just being, like, they're getting a blowjob and they're just like, oh, fuck, my dad's going to see this. Like, you can see the look on their face. Or, like, some dudes are just like, and they're the dudes that you never see in any other scene again. No matter how hard you dig, there's tons of motherfuckers that are like, fuck.
I don't know that if I've ever seen that look on a dude's face in pornography. I've seen that every porn I've seen is like the dudes are just like totally into this, making money with my dick. Check it out.
This is the American
check
dream.
Out my balls.
These are my balls. I shaved these motherfuckers.
My dick looks 10 pounds heavier on camera. Am I right, bitches?
What?
Oh, man.
Motherfuckers out there, it's time to win a chance to butt bang your daughter's tight virgin cherry ass. To call her number 666.
Well, it's about that time.
Yeah,
it's about that time. Hope you enjoyed episode 2, where we
Episode 2 of Season 2 of Keeping It 99.
We talked about some local shows today.
Talked about some bands.
Talked about some bands.
Talked about some porno.
It's also time for Badass Band of the Week.
Oh, it's my favorite time of the week.
We're playing some Sweet Cobra because they're fucking sweet. And they're playing tonight at Annabelle's. with Goose, Ruminators, fucking Wall Creeper, brother.
They're like the agave nectar of fucking rock and roll. Super sweet.
It's gonna be a great time. What I did there. I've enjoyed everything that I've listened to from them, and I would like you to enjoy it as well. So, you already heard some Goose. They're playing. Here's your headliner. Stick around and check out some Sweet Cobra tonight if you go out there.
Because they're sweet as fuck.
Yeah, I'll buy you a drink. I don't give a shit. Let's kick it. So here's some Sweet Cobra.
We'll put their video up on our Facebook page.
Yeah, Facebook!
Over to the Facebook page. Keep an eye on that. Give us a like. Give us a little shout out. Say hello.
Yeah.
Say hello. We like saying hello to people.
My name's Eagle.
I'm not Rubber City Redbeard.
What?
I am.
Ha ha! Bye.
Correct the rumor that senior citizens are not having sex. We are. We're just having it slower. Come to think of it, that's pretty good. And one.
The This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.